Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We've got a special show in store for you today for President's Week. Let's begin with an audio mashup that I did back in 2009 featuring the historic inauguration speech from Barack Obama combined with Sonny Rollins' Freedom Suite. I am going to replay that one for you right now.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us, grateful for the trust you've bestowed, mindful of the sacrifices borne by our ancestors.
Because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, the time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness.
Thank you.
For everywhere we look, there is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act, not only to create new jobs, but to lay a new foundation for growth. We will build the roads and bridges, the electric grids and digital lines that feed our commerce and bind us together. We will restore science to its rightful place and wield technology's wonders to raise healthcare's quality and lower its cost. We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil to fuel our cars and run our factories. And we will transform our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age. All this we can do. All this we will do. So, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy. To those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. The meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. Let us mark this day with remembrance of who we are and how far we have traveled. In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by dying campfires on the shores of an icy river. The Capitol was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood. At a moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet it. America, in the face of our common dangers, in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words. With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy currents and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end, that we did not turn back nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Thank you. listen, whispers say we're free. Rumors flying must be lying. Can it really be? Can't conceive it, don't believe it, but that's what they say. Slave no longer, slave no longer. This is Freedom Day. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Throw those shackling chains away. Everybody that I see says it's really true. We're free. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Free to vote and earn my pay. Dim my past and hide away. But we've made it Freedom Day.
A long set of great jazz music with a political bent to it to celebrate this year's President's Day, President's Week. Last thing you heard from Abby Lincoln and Max Roach from 1960, we heard Freedom Day, and that's from the album We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite. Before that, we heard from Dr. Lonnie Smith from the album Jungle Soul, Dr. Lonnie Smith on Hammond B3 organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Allison Miller on drums. And sadly, Dr. Lonnie Smith passed away last year. And we started out that set with Sonny Rollins' Freedom Suite, mashed up with the inauguration speech from Barack Obama, that historic speech from 2009. I prepared that for you, and I've played that three or four times since, and hope you enjoyed it. More than a half hour of uninterrupted music. All right, we're going to continue on with something very different. This is a fine album by two really talented San Diego musicians. I'm talking of Peter Sprigg, a great guitarist, and vocalist Leonard Patton, put together a duet album, and this track contains two songs. I think you'll be familiar with both of them. It has Shenandoah along with Your Smiling Face. Let's listen to Peter Sprigg and Leonard Patton from the album Dreamwalkin'. Thank you.
saddened door, I long to hear you. Wait, I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. For her, I crossed that river. Way, hey, I'm bound away across the your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. Whenever you give me that little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. How much longer? Thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. That was long before I met you. I'm sure that I won't forget you. And thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. Not just another lovely lady set out to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Thank you.
That was Clifford Brown and Max Roach Quintet, a Clifford Brown composition, Joy Spring. And it is feeling a lot like spring here in sunny San Diego, so I'm getting psyched for that. We started out that set with Peter Sprague and Leonard Patton from the album Dreamwalkin'. We heard Shenandoah and Your Smiling Face. That'll about do it for today's show. Thanks for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly radio show. We're going to finish out from a new album from Jonathan Blake, a fine drummer. The name of the album is Homeward Bound. It has a quintet, Emmanuel Wilkins on alto sax, David Varelis on keyboards, Joel Ross on vibraphones, and Desron Douglas on bass, along with Jonathan Blake on drums. I think this group kind of embodies the New York City jazz scene, the modern jazz scene. So I hope you enjoy this. It's a great album. It's gotten a lot of critical acclaim. We're going to hear the track Rivers and Parks. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.